This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Victims are speaking out about body cam footage from a police shooting in Denver's lower downtown neighborhood that injured six bystanders and a suspect last month. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Police say they were targeting 21-year-old Jordan Waddy. In body cam footage, Waddy is seen tossing a gun to the ground as police open fire on him while in an open crowd. One victim, Willis Small IV, was shot in his left foot.
I'm on the complete opposite side of a densely packed crowd, and bullets still traveled all the way through that whole crowd and hit me.
The Denver District Attorney announced earlier this week that a grand jury will investigate and determine whether the officers will be criminally charged. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado's expanded monkeypox dashboard shows the group most currently at risk are young adult men around Denver. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
We are seeing that the greatest risk at this time is among gay, bisexual, or other men who have sex with men.
Cases rose from 2 in May to almost 170 now. 6 people are hospitalized, though no one has died. The ongoing expansion of Interstate 70 north of downtown Denver will soon reach a big milestone. But first, there's one more weekend of detours ahead. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
I-70, just east of I-25, has been under construction for 4 years. Crews have knocked down old viaducts and built new tunnels for the expanded roadway. East and westbound traffic has been squeezed into a single tunnel for the last year. Starting Monday, though, traffic will flow through both new tunnels. But first, crews need to close westbound lanes to make that shift. Detours will start Friday night and last through the weekend. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
More news online at cpr.org. It's 6:06.